Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Mexico today, trying to ease tensions and pave the way for the Mexican president's trip to the United States. Vicente Fox is due to visit Texas later this month. The U.S. and Mexico have been at odds over border security and immigration policy. Now, a new issue has come up. The Bush administration has pulled out of an international agreement that has been beneficial to Mexicans on death row in the U.S. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Mexico City.
As Secretary Rice explained why the U.S. pulled out of the optional protocol to the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, she reassured Mexico the move won't affect pending cases of Mexicans on death row in the U.S. The protocol allows foreigners to appeal to the International Court of Justice if they were denied a consular visit before being jailed. The court ruled last year that the U.S. should review cases against 51 Mexicans on death row, and Rice said the president wants to see that process through.
We do not agree with the interpretation of that ruling, but nonetheless believe that we should live up to the obligation to comply.
Rice tried to ease other disputes as well today. Mexico was furious when the State Department warned Americans not to travel to the Mexican border areas because of drug violence and kidnappings. The State Department's criticism of Mexico in the recent human rights and narcotics reports were received poorly here as well, as were U.S. warnings that Al-Qaeda might use the U.S.-Mexican border to penetrate the U.S. There's a broader issue, according to Adolfo Aguilar Zinzer, a former Mexican ambassador to the UN, that is the perception that Washington is ignoring Latin America.
Condoleezza Rice has never been strong in pushing relations with Mexico. I had the opportunity to meet and work with her when I was National Security Advisor, and I didn't appreciated her interest in Mexico.
He complains that U.S.-Mexican relations are in a stalemate. Former Mexican Foreign Minister Jorge Castañeda sounded equally frustrated. He's the man who once famously said that Mexico wants the whole enchilada when it comes to immigration reform. Now Castañeda says his country is not getting much, just vague promises from the Bush administration for a temporary workers program for Mexicans.
9/11 was the catalyst. But clearly what has also happened is that the Bush administration was unable to deliver substance, and Mexico wants, needs, and expects more than atmospherics.
The current foreign minister, Luis Ernesto Derbez, seems satisfied with just that, though. He spoke about a magnificent atmosphere of friendship and a broad agenda for the meeting March 23rd in Texas between President Bush, Mexico's Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Mexico City.